Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. You're going to love the revealed plan of God. We're going to see it, and it's going to be good. It's so outstanding. I love the Lord, our God and King. We have great things to look forward to. The Lord's return will reveal so much. The rapture itself will reveal much, but God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He helped me to understand something that he's doing. It's wonderful. That's all I can say is just that it's wonderful. The plan of God is revealed over time. Our main purpose in life, as we go forward in him, doing the things of God, we must have faith in him. We must believe him. Now, in order to go forward to the next step, I always talk about trust will get you over that threshold. You got to do things by faith. When you act on what you believe, it turns into faith. When you put action to what you believe, it is faith. The demons believe and tremble, but they didn't act on staying in the kingdom of God. They gave in to temptation and went outside the kingdom of God. And that wasn't easy for them to do, because you have to have a leaven of hatred to cross the line. And I talk about that from time to time as well. But when you act on trusting God, when you trust God and act on it, your trust becomes faith. Remember, trust is inactive, just like belief. The difference between believing God and trusting God, you trust God because of the past. When you believe him without the past. You're taking him at face value. No interaction, no interactions of the past. You believe him. Now, you received his word, you believe his word, and you act on it, becomes faith. Sometimes the Lord can say things to me, and I can see that that's true, that's clear, that's right. I know it, I can judge it. But sometimes I don't know what he's doing until he reveals it. And he gives me instructions, and I'm unclear. I ask for confirmation. As long as I'm in faith, he gives me confirmation. He always has. And I'm still unclear, but I'm doing it because he said it. A lot of scriptures I obeyed because I didn't see what he saw. I did it because Jesus said it, or I did it because one of the disciples, the apostles, or the prophets said it. I acted on the word of God as if it came from the Holy Spirit, because it did. But my thinking process, and the way my heart was set up, it was unclear. I couldn't judge it, good or bad. I knew it had to be good coming from God. So I acted. And when I acted on that faith or trust, it became faith. And then God can use faith. See, faith causes our lives to flow. It's a definer. It redefines everything. It gets us in the likeness of God. And then he can relate to us in peace. See, faith comes before peace. You got to believe before you can have peace. Peace is fellowship with God. If you stop trusting God, you stop fellowshipping. If you act against trust, you broke fellowship. And you can't go any further until you trust him. So when he tell you to do something, don't be contrary. Because the future of what he wants you to do depends on you acting on his perfect revealed will. And when you act on his will, he can work with you. He can help you. Faith causes life to flow. You got to believe. You got to act. If you believe, act. If you trust, act. Acting in accordance with his word, with what he told you to do. and it's going to work when everything else fails. It's going to work when everything else don't work. And God's going to be able to bless your life when he can't bless the lives of others who tell you not to do it. So as you go forward in him, doing his perfect will, expect better. Whenever you trust God and act on his word, expect something good to happen. You did what you were supposed to. When you trust God, you're doing what you're supposed to. You're acting on the best wisdom you could ever have. It's as if God is in your place doing what needs to be done when you trust him. Now, if you trust yourself, it's as if you're here without the knowledge of God, not knowing what to do, even if you think you know what to do. The concepts of God and protocols of God are perfect. Sometimes people don't believe and understand the protocols of God, and they live outside of, and they cannot know the beauty of God's word. When you're in a perfect agreement with the Lord, when you're in perfect agreement with the Lord, you can learn his ways. Everybody can't learn God's ways. They're limited because they don't trust. Trust takes you over the threshold. The boundary of your faith is limited. But trust takes you beyond the boundary of your faith. Your faith has, even though faith introduces into an unlimited life, it has a boundary. The knowledge that you've received, the word of God that you receive, the limit of that knowledge is the boundary of your faith. So when you trust God, you go beyond that. And a lot of men of God, women of God are stopped at the borders of their faith because there's not been much teaching about trusting. Trust is when you come to a point you can write God a blank check or a big check. Just a big check. You're writing him. You're giving him control of you. You're giving him control of your will and your mindset, your heart set, and your emotions. You're putting all your eggs in his basket, and you don't care how. You're trusting him to do good with it. It's going to take you beyond the borders of your faith. Or you can stay in the borders of your faith and your life will be just like it is. But I don't want to see any more pastors get fired from greater works. They're not fired from what they're doing now. They're fired from the greater works of God because they wouldn't trust him. They didn't go beyond. I want to see people go forward. And because you can. The concepts of God, you have to receive what he's saying. The protocols of God, they're perfect. You can serve God in your place, and you're not limited. You can't serve God with pride. It's not going to work. When people are proud, they cease to serve God and they can't do it. You got to serve others. Now, 1 Peter gives us the love. Peter taught us to. First Peter chapter 1 gives us the protocols of Jesus' love. Loving people like Jesus loves you. Me, loving Jesus like Jesus loved me. And I'm not talking about the people I like. I'm talking about everybody. Consider the concept and receive it. I'm going to go out and I'm going to love everybody just like Jesus loved me. I'm going to speak words of life in order to help other people come up. And they'll be just like him. As he is, they'll be in their lives. I want my life to suggest that they can have the very gifts that God has given us. I seek to portray the Lord the way he should be portrayed. Letting them know that God loves you personally, just like he loves Jesus personally. And Jesus loves you enough to die for you. So I want my life, if they fuss me out or cuss me out or even fight, I'm going to love them. I'm not going to retaliate to hurt them. I'm going to love them. Even though they did me wrong, I'm going to love them anyway. People need to know that God loves them personally. And I do this as much as possible. Well, somebody will say, well, will you protect your family if somebody break in your house? If they break in my house, they know they're wrong, they're going to get shot. Period. They're going to get hurt. But in any situation, if I can represent God, I will do it. And you have to be that way. People think in extremes. That's why you have to, you know, stop the flow and explain things. Owning a gun and having a gun is a deterrent. Just like our national nuclear weapons, they're deterrents. They keep people over there from coming over here, because if they come over here, they're going to get shot. If they attack our nation, they're going to get bombed. And they know this, and they expect it, and that's good, because some people have tried. And every now and then, somebody has to get shot or arrested to remind the public not to do that. And then justice has to be done to show that there's punishment and recourse for evil actions. And that's why our justice system needs to function. It works as a deterrent. That's why if you're on the jury, you got to send people to prison for what they did. If they attempted to kill their husband or wife to get insurance, but they're behind, need to go in jail. Even if they repent, they need to go, they behind in jail, because it's justice. And that's good if they repent, they right with God, but they need to go to jail. Because justice needs to be served. You can't play with justice. Justice must be done. God gave us grace, and he can limit our justice, but it depends on the heart. He can give you grace and mercy. And God gave us that so we could live, but that we need the deterrent. When people get out for good behavior, they still have a sentence. They get out on parole. As long as they act right, like they're supposed to, justice is still served. But the day they act a fool, they go right behind, right back to jail. That's justice. Now, don't overlook the protocols of God. The first chapter of John gave us the stage. The second chapter of God, no, of John, it is of God, but it's of Peter, the second chapter of 1 Peter establishes the stage that he said in chapter 1. Then we start getting the protocols. He wants us to use the same protocols in our intimate relationships, in our marriage. Likewise, you wives, be subject to your own husband. Don't go into marriage bossing people around. You go in a marriage, you're sharing your life with your spouse. It talks about the wife first, because in those days women were more apt to follow God than men. Likewise, you wives, the same pattern, the same way you love Jesus, that Jesus loved you, you love your husband. You be subject to him. That's a protocol of God from the beginning. One scripture said that God made the wife for the husband, the woman for the man. not to be his slave, but to be a helper fit for him. And he has a protocol too. He's going to deal with them according to the same love of God. A wife can do what a husband can't, and a husband can do what a wife cannot, and they think different. And their protocols are different. Not opposite, but different. And people, when they try to bring in worldly pride, they miss the whole thing. They can't have the life that God is attempting to give them through these scriptures. So the wise people receive what God's saying, and they do exactly what Peter wrote about, what God gave them, inspired by the Holy Spirit. They do it, and they extend their faith beyond the borders of beyond worldly borders. And whatever level of faith they've operated in, they go beyond that too. Because they begin to see what God is talking about. They begin to understand what others can't. They subjected themselves to the will of God, and they're going to enjoy the protocols of God. And I know what I'm talking about. Some people's marriage are going to come to an end because they let pride in. They let the devil in, and if you get in pride, you get in fear. If you get in fear, Satan is tied to your life. You're dragging that jerk around wherever you go because he's controlling you with your fear. But when perfect love casts it out, how much more when people are obedient in their marriage and the wife is serving the husband and the husband is serving the wife? The husband's going to lay his life down for his wife.